Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My friend Mike Max joins me this morning. It's one of the things I look forward to when I get a chance to come back and fill in. Maxie, you're going to be tired of hearing from me by the end of this week.
No, no, no.
Or they by the state. Well, thanks. God bless you and your whole block. So, hey, let's talk about a lot of things. You know, I caught the highlight early this morning because I didn't catch it last night. But the winning run and that walk off from Max Kepler last night, Kenta Maeda, which was a stunner. I mean, they must think highly of him for being for being the guy with the wheels, right?
Yeah, he played the National League, so obviously he hit when he was over there, so he knows it, and he's always considered himself to kind of fashion himself a pretty good hitter. So they all do. So in that situation, and he runs well, he's athletic. They were talking about using him to hit last week against the Angels, having some fun with it because he can handle it a little bit. So he's always been a guy that they could lean on as a pinch runner on his off day. So it took me a second to kind of, I'm listening to Dan and I say, what do you mean Mejia's on second base? And you forget that, you know, it's extra innings, so you get to put a guy on second base. And I kept thinking, I heard that wrong, you know, and then they'd say it again. I said, did they call somebody up? What, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, I want to mention this up front, too, because Twins will be on the radio again this evening, pregame 6:30, first pitch. Kenta Maeda pitching will be just after 7 o'clock here on WCCO. What happened with Byron Buxton? Was he is he sincere? Does he want to be here? What do you know?
Yeah, he met with the media yesterday after he worked out, said yes, he wants to be here, and it's not, they've just hit some stumbling blocks in the negotiations, but it's not something that you need to worry about or be concerned about. He thought it was kind of standard protocol for negotiations. So obviously they're just not at the number and term that they want, but he didn't seem all that concerned that it was nothing more than a stumbling block and not something long term. Obviously he's a very difficult guy to sign to a long term contract given where he's been and the injuries that he's had to forecast on him. And on the downside of that is you could get burned big time if he ever has another injury again because he could be a special player. So it's a really tough number and term to come up with for the Minnesota Twins. He's put him in that position, not intentionally, but just because he's been so injury plagued over the last few years. But he sounded like he was engaged and, you know, wanted to be here. And they've got a while on that. I think that people maybe pushed a little bit of a panic button on that too soon because they have been negotiating. But I don't think, you know, they've got time. And if he really wants to be here, generally speaking, guys end up being where they want to be.
All right. Another tough story in sports. We learned early this morning, it was actually breaking news here on WCCO, that Simone Biles, the greatest of all time, as I think most people would agree in terms of Olympic gymnasts, has taken herself out of the team competition. We don't know what that means for the individual competition, but after injuring herself on a vault, so what does this do for Olympic watching?
Well, yeah, certainly she's the feature piece of that, you know, and obviously there's a Minnesota connection. Shane Wiskus from out in the Mound area is on the men's side, of course, is competing right now, and then two on the women's side. So from a Minnesota standpoint, there's plenty to watch. But we don't know where Biles is actually trying to save herself for the individual. But I got to tell you, as a gymnast parent over the years, I'm amazed that any of them get to the finish line sometimes, because it is such a one bad move and you can, you know, you can do number on your ankle or your back or any of those things. So I'm always amazed watching it, as I have intently for the last several years, that they even get to the finish line. So for her to be there, I can imagine what she has to protect herself, because that's real easy to re-injure something once you do, given the events that they do.
We're going to talk some of the psychological aspects of all of this coming up in sports at about 8:20 this morning. But she mentioned in a message that she just felt the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Then that's a different thing if it's emotional, and you know, obviously that's a different deal that we've seen with Osaka and tennis and et cetera, et cetera. And I think, you know, more people probably being more willing to share that, because a lot of them do feel the weight of the world, and in all sports and at all levels too, not just, you know, not just the Olympics, but kids and people put a lot of pressure on themselves when it's performance based, and you know, that can lead to some bad thoughts sometimes. So you hope that she's fine.
Yeah. I got a half a minute for you here yet, Maxie, but I got to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. What are you hearing around the training camps? Is he going to be there?
So he gets a deal done for this year, and then the negotiation is that after this year he's got the flexibility. They can't franchise him, so they can't. He'd be a free agent, and they can't exercise the franchise tag, which is something that you can do if you want to keep somebody, which just says you stay here if we pay you a certain number that's in line with they've got a formula for it, so you can guarantee that you keep a guy, and they're saying you got to waive that. So in essence, he bought himself some freedom on the other side, it looks like, but he's got to play one more year for Green Bay, and I'm sure Green Bay is saying maybe we can talk him into staying longer term. But for him, that's what he wanted out of this, apparently, and he's going to get the chance to move at some point in time, because they couldn't move him here this season, at least anything that made sense.
You and I will talk more sports an hour from now, Mike Max. As I mentioned, and I mean this sincerely, one of the highlights for my being here when I get a chance to fill in from time to time. So having the conversation with you. Oh, thank you so much. But all right, this time out now, it is 747, 748, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.